Blog Talk Radio.
Leaders. Well, I guess we got many of them. Certainly, so-called religion, and definitely politics. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People study show. What do we study? Well, we don't study a fake leader, nor fake leaders. And you will find out in our studies why I make mention of that. You know, a lot of people said they are anointed and highly blessed and favorable. Well, if you didn't go by the process we're about to study, no, you weren't anointed. And you may be highly favorable. I can't speak on that part. But I know you wasn't knowing it, okay? So that's what we study on the Real Talk for Real People show. The true meaning of leadership and true leaders. We study our ancients. We study the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We study our ancients primarily for this. Find out what mistakes they made to get us in a situation that we happen to find ourselves in today. The ditch we were dug from, the rock we were hewn from. Why, may you ask, are we doing this? To rectify the situation, to remedy the situation, to correct the situation, a course correct. And why do we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub? Well, primarily because he is a real leader. He's not them fake leaders that you're always running up to find solutions for you. He is the real deal. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And rightfully so, you may ask, Yam Sufar Reeve, who are the we you're making reference to? They're student teachers on the Real Talk for Real People show. Because we're all students of life, or should be. And they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. And that's the most important thing you can gather from your relationship with them. And that's all you need to know about them. And without further ado, I'm going to bring them on. So, Sister Abby, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. I hope everybody is doing good and feeling well. And it's good to be back. And I'm going to be on mute again because I'm out and there's going to be a lot of noise.
No problem, sister. No problem. Thank you. Good to hear your voice. Okay. Well, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my brother. I'm Sufari, Sister Aviyah. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Got to hear my aunt, Isaac and Jacob. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat.
Yeah, but,
see. Yeah, all praises to the Most High.
All praises, brother.
You right up. Mm-hmm. So it's vital because it teaches everything you said, plus the history that they ain't teaching you in church or teaching you in school. And this is history that is vital that we should all know.
We certainly should, Cadriel. We certainly should.
Yes, sir. So we're giving people the foundation of the Old Testament, which many people don't have. And we can see that when you don't have the foundation, you're pretty much lost in space, or wherever these religions want to take you.
Exactly.
Because you're right. People throw those terms around, anointed, sanctified. I'm consecrated. Okay.
Well, we're about to find out what the real meaning of being consecrated is in the processes. If you didn't go through that, no, you ain't consecrated, okay? Okay. Thank you, Cartrell. Cartrell, any more commentary before we proceed?
Not to jump ahead, but this is a public event that we're about to read.
Exactly.
And
no,
the priests were anointed.
You're not jumping ahead. Huh? That's part of the program, brother. You ain't jumping ahead. Put that out there.
Right, because you mentioned anointed because people think they anointed in private or the Most High comes and speaks with them and all of a sudden they get the anointing. That ain't quite how it works, family. That is not quite how it works.
No, my brother. No, my brother. That ain't quite how it works. I'm glad you put that out there, Cartrell. That ain't how it works, brothers and sisters. But we're about to find out how it works, though, Cartrell. It's true.
And the question is, did Jesus go through this process?
Not to my understanding, for my studies.
Because they call him Jesus Christ, Yehoshua HaMashiach, and Christ the Mashiach means what? Anointed.
Yeah, anointed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, no, country. It didn't happen like that, bro. Not from my studies.
So if you're studying the foundation, you know the origin of where the term anointing comes from and what it is applied to. It's not just applied to anything.
Exactly. Praise y'all. But we're about to find out, Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
Cartrell, fellow students,
uh-huh.
Thank you, Cartrell. Turn to Vayikra. V-A-Y-I-K-R-A. That is correct. Name and spelling of this book. It is not that bastardized version, the Roman bastardized version. No, it's Vayikra. Okay, Cartrell said a little bit better. Right, he got that New York thing going. Tell him to it for him, Cartrell.
Vi, like Vi Higginson, Yik, and Ra, Vayikra. But it's a call. The Most High is calling who? He called Moses. Now he's calling the priesthood and putting the priesthood in order.
Right.
Everybody don't get this call.
Right. Praise God. Everybody don't get this call, Cartrell. And it's chapter 8. Let's get started, brothers and sisters. Yah says, and Yah spoke to Jose about this anointment, this consecration, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him. And he said no other tribes, the Levites, this particular group of Levites, the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as a sin offering, two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. Gather all the congregation, everybody, together at the door of the tabernacle meeting. So Moses did as Yah commanded him for this anointment, this consecration. And the congregation was gathered together. It wasn't in nothing in secret. At the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And Moses said to the congregation, this is what Yah command to be done. With nothing hidden, no secret organization. Then Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. He put the tunic on him, the tunic of the high priest, girded him with the sash, clothed him with a robe, put the ephod on him. He girded him with the band of the ephod with it tied the ephod on him. Then he put the
mine just says
what you're
skillfully woven. Skillfully woven.
Yeah, but they got you know how they do, but and basically one and the same, Cartrell.
Yeah.
Then he put the breastplate on him, and he put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastplate. He put the turban on him, on his head, Aaron's head. Also, put the turban. Also on the turban, on his front, he put the golden plate, the crown, the holy crown, as Yah had commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil after this process and anointed the tabernacle, all that was in it. He consecrated them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, anointed the altar. And all its utensils, laver and its base, to consecrate them. He poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head. Did this happen to Jesus? No, I heard they put some on his feet, an alabaster oil. I don't know what kind of oil it was, but it certainly wasn't no anointing oil from the temple. So that don't qualify. And anointed him to consecrate him. Then Moses bought Aaron's sons from this particular unit of the Levites, and put tunics on them, gird it then with sashes, and put the hats on them, as Yah had commanded Moses.
So it seems like we read this before.
Yes.
And we did, because Yah gave them instructions on what to do.
Exactly.
But the first time he gave them instructions, the tabernacle wasn't built.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the tabernacle is built and
mm-hmm.
all these things are made, now they're actually going through the ceremony that Yah instructed them about before. And
right.
you notice that there's a difference between how he used the oil.
Exactly.
When he sanctified the tabernacle, he sprinkled it.
Right. Exactly.
When he anointed Aaron,
he
and
poured.
His sons, he poured it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Psalms 133.
Right. Go ahead, Kyle.
It tells you, real quick, Psalms 133.
Uh-huh.
That's a psalm of unity. It goes like this. One second.
Take your time.
It says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head. He's talking about the anointing oil that
right.
ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, and as a dew of Hermon, and as a dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there Yah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So
right.
you know that when Moses poured that oil, it was all over him, his clothes, his beard, his head.
Right.
It wasn't just on his feet, brother.
No, it wasn't. Mm-mm. Thank you, Katria, for pointing out to them the processes and how it looked in Psalms, how it actually looked, and give you a vision, how it looked, Aaron looked, where oil was poured upon him, and showing the students that the mock process before that tabernacle was built, and now going through the actual processes. Yah showed, as Katria pointed out to you succinctly, the mock practice. And now it's a live take that Aaron and his sons are going. And it's quite different to do something, to go through a marker, but to show the actual process. And Psalms pointing out how Aaron actually looked. In your mind's eye, you can see Aaron. You can see that oil poured on his head. You can see it dripping down his beard. You can see it running down his body. And just like Katria alluded to, it wasn't just on his feet. I just told you. you might imagine
the bathing when they had to wash before they went in and put the clothes on.
Exactly.
I'm sure they were screened off so the public couldn't see them butt naked.
Right.
But it sure wasn't their baptism. But they had to be cleansed in the process of becoming priests.
No, wasn't no
before
baptism.
Before they took the holy garment.
No, they didn't get in that.
It wasn't a baptism.
They washed off. Okay. Thank you, Katya. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. And the students ought to appreciate you, too. And he bought the bull for the sin offering. Then Aaron and his sons, all of them, laid their hands on the head of the bull for the sin offering. And Moses killed it. Then Moses took the blood and put some on the horns of the altar all around with his finger. And purified by this process, he purified the altar. He poured the blood at the base of the altar and consecrated it to make atonement for it. Yeah, he either had to make atonement for inanimate objects to connect with Yah.
So he didn't use a sheep?
No, he didn't use Mr. Clean. That wouldn't suffice for Yah. Use Mr. Clean and the sheep, okay?
He didn't use the Lamb of God? For the sacrifice of sins?
No, this is a bull, brother. Ain't nothing about a lamb.
Okay. they don't know about the bull, do they?
Yeah, they ain't know about that, but they know about it now, Katria. Because once you know, you can't unknow. Praise Yah, Katria. Thank you. Then he took the blood and put some on the horns of the altar all around with his finger and purified the altar by this process. He poured the blood at the base of the altar and consecrated it to make atonement for it. Then he took
they didn't drink the blood?
No, we ain't going there, Katria. We ain't going there now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They ain't drink no blood. Then he took all the fat that was on the entrails of this bull, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, and the two kidneys of this bull with their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar, continuing his processes. But the bull, his hide, his flesh, and his offal, he burnt with fire outside the camp, as Yah had commanded Moses. Then he brought the ram as a burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, all of them, and Moses killed it. Then Moses, he sprinkled the blood all around the altar, and he cut the ram into pieces. And Moses burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. Then he washed the entrails and the legs in water. And Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet aroma, an offering by fire to Yah, as Yah had commanded Moses. He know what he wants. And he brought Yeah, go ahead, Katria.
So the ram wasn't for sin. Who was it for? Burnt offering.
Burnt offering.
What? Huh?
The burnt offering, Katria.
Yeah. You know, they would call that voodoo here in America, right? What this nigga doing? He's sprinkling blood and taking the arrows and washing it. And what he doing? That's that voodoo. That's what they would call it.
Oh, would it? Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
What? Who cares, Godrell?
Well, okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
But you better not be doing this unless you're Moses or you one of Aaron's sons. Better not be doing this.
Don't mess with nothing if you ain't told to mess with anything. It's just that simple, country. Thank you, brothers. And he bought the second ram, the ram of consecration. Then Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And Moses killed it. Also, he took some of his blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
But when people talk about they consecrated, I got a question for them.
Right.
Did you put your hand on the head of the ram?
Yes. Yes, did they do that?
Did you put the blood in your right ear and your right thumb and your right toe?
Did they do that?
If you didn't do that, you ain't consecrated.
You better believe
it. You didn't do that? You're not consecrated.
So please stop lying to yourself and each other, running around, talking about you consecrated, you highly anointed, and
only
so on.
Sanctified.
No, you ain't. Let's get this stuff right, people. We ain't going back here for no warm, fuzzy feeling, as I indicated, alluded to. We're going back to get things right. And if you're running around saying this, you're lying. And y'all don't like liars. And if you're in error, you need to stop saying what you're saying because you're in error. And we're telling you, you are in error. So stop saying that because you're not. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Katriel, fellow students.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Then he bought Aaron's son. And Moses put some of the blood on the tip of their right ear, on the thumbs of their right hand, on the big toes of their right feet. Now you can see the process of anointing and consecration. And Moses sprinkled the blood all around the altar. Then he took the fat, fat tail, all the fat that was on the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh. And from the basket of unleavened bread that was before Yah, he took one unleavened cake. A cake of bread anointed with oil, and one wafer, and put them on the fat and on the right thigh. He put all these in Aaron's hands and in his son's hands and waved them as a wave offer before Yah. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them on the altar. On the burnt offering They were a consecration offering for a sweet aroma, this offering. There was an offering made by Fadi Yah. And Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before Yah. It was Moses' part of the ram of consecration, as Yah had commanded Moses. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil, some of the blood which was on the altar, and sprinkled it on Aaron, on his garments, on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he consecrated Aaron. His garments. Go ahead, Kadriel.
Moses wasn't a priest, was he?
Well.
Or was he?
Well, he must have been. Y'all had him doing it.
Yes. Matter of fact, he got a portion, right? He took the breast. And when you take apart, that's like the high priest portion, as we'll come to see later on. Moses took like the high priest portion. And the fact that he's sprinkling the anointing oil, that means he's a holy man himself. Because anything that oil touches, it makes them holy. So even before Moses touched the oil, he was already a holy man, right?
Exactly.
Remember, he came back from Mount Sinai. He had to wear the veil because the Most High's presence touched him, right?
Exactly.
So he didn't really need the oil to make him holy. But he had the ability to administer and set in motion the holy priesthood. But he didn't put that oil on himself, right?
No, he didn't. Mm-mm.
Nor did he put it on his own sons.
No, he didn't.
He did everything Yah told him to do.
This holiness was only regulated to Moses. But for his brother, his nephews, there were the processes. Praise Yah, Kadriel. And if you didn't go through this processes, this procedure, stop saying you're anointed and consecrated. But surely you don't know what the meaning of that is to run around saying that, especially if you didn't go through these processes. Praise God.
And no offense to my sisters, but we didn't have female priests.
No, we didn't.
The women married the priests, but they didn't become sons of Aaron.
The wonderful thing about that contrail is this. Yah regulates people to do certain things, and Yah is not a people pleaser. Okay? Yah not trying to make you feel good. He wants you to carry out a work for him. He sets up the guidelines for that work and who carry out this. It's nothing personal. As far as male are concerned, or female, it's just really Yah wants it. Because Kotre alluded to this time back in our studies. See, women go through a lot of things. Their body betray them once a month. And other elements that they come across that makes them unclean. It wouldn't be rational. It wouldn't be rational. Come on now, people, have some common sense. Everybody ain't made for everything. But we got into this humanism stuff that's going on. Feminism, all kind of ism. It ain't got nothing to do with Yah. Y'all don't care about your feminism and none of that. Y'all don't care about no humanism and nothing yet. That's y'all problem. Y'all want to make Yah do what you want him to do. Yah don't do what you want to do or want him to do. He said, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Okay? Just do what I ask you to do. But we always want to quantify. We always want to. Well, why he do it? Why not? Because he do what he want to do. He made you. That's your problem. If he didn't want women in the priesthood, that's dead on that. Ain't nothing personal. And most of it is rational. Yeah, go ahead, Katya.
The men at that time took it more personal than the women.
Exactly.
Because Moses only anointed Aaron and his sons. All the other Levites was like, yo, we just like you. We come from Kohath. We Levites. Why aren't we priests?
Right.
So the restriction not only applied to women, but to men too. And even in Aaron, among his sons, they could only be priests from the age of 30 to 50.
Exactly.
30 to 50. After 50, they had to step down. They could not be priests if they were 25, 22, 21. You had to wait until you were 30 to become a priest, and you only served 20 years.
Right.
Unless you were a high priest.
Yeah, he wanted men that had some understanding, some knowledge, some wisdom and knowledge that had accumulated over that 30 years course. And then he wanted men that were cognizant of their position and the importance of that position. So therefore, you couldn't go past, did you? He didn't want somebody out there, an old daughter in food, didn't know what he was doing and forgetting everything, because that can get you killed. So y'all was looking out for, looking out and make sure you were at a right age where you understood the importance, the significance of your job. And then when you got you had forced retirement because he didn't want you up there daughtering and forgetting things and get you killed. True. Y'all were looking out for it. Praise y'all, God. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Praise y'all.
And this was the offering made by fire to y'all. And Moses took the breast and waved it. It was a wave offering before y'all. This offering, as Katya alluded to, was Moses, this part of the ram, and consecrated as Yah had commanded Moses. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron, on his garments, on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And by that virtue, he consecrated Aaron, his garments, his inanimate objects, his sons, and the garments of his son, this inanimate object with him. And Moses said to Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle. Eat it there with the bread that is in the basket of consecration offering, as I commanded. And Aaron and his sons shall eat it. What remains of the flesh and of the bread, you shall burn it with fire. Ain't nobody else supposed to touch that. You shall not go outside the door of the tabernacle meeting for 7 days of this process until the days of your consecration are ended. Did Jesus do that? As he had done this day, so Yah has commanded to do to make an atonement for you. Therefore, you shall stay at the door of the tabernacle meeting day and night at that door for 7 days and keep charge of Yah so that you may not die. For so I have commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all the things that Yah had commanded by the hand of Moses. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Abiyah, fellow students. I think that's quite self-explanatory. If you didn't go through these processes and you didn't wait by the tabernacle door for 7 days, you lying and the truth ain't in you. Okay? Some of you can't last 7 hours. I'm at 7 days. Go ahead, thank you, brother.
You have to laugh every time you hear somebody say they holy sanctified, they anointed, they consecrated. I'm like, since when? Where? How? How do you come to that conclusion?
Right.
How do you come to that conclusion? Well, we're reading process. And the process was not easy at all. We're reading it in one chapter, but this is not no easy process, bro. You couldn't go home with your wife and sleep in bed.
No,
this is a seven-day process that you had to be there and stay there.
I don't care what went on, Katriel. Yeah, hey, I got to go home. My wife missed me. All the children... little Johnny broke his leg. No. You had to complete that process. Okay? It's true, Katria. Thank you, brother, for pointing that out. It is something serious, not to be taken for lightly. Granted, there are the processes in order for you to be anointed and consecrated before Yah. And if you didn't do anything in the last part of it, the 7 days, at the door of the tabernacle, you lying. Stop lying to yourself. Get it right. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Katriel, Sister Abiyah, fellow students. Katriel, my brother, any more commentaries?
Even if you knew that you descended from Aaron, I don't think you should be tampering with this at this present time while we're in captivity, which I know brothers are not doing. But you see how serious the process really was for anointing, consecration, and sanctification in order to make the priest of the nation holy. So you hear people talk about being holy, sanctified. Ask them, did you go through Vayikra 8?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Vayikra 8.
All them parts, and most importantly, that latter part. All of those parts are important. But that latter part, if you didn't wait on Yah, and you were waiting at the hand of Yah for 7 days and 7 nights, you're not anointed.
And you didn't have the special garments on. You didn't take that bath. It's a lot with that. And just coming out the osmosis and saying you're anointed. No, it don't work like that.
But you know
as
what?
As a matter of fact, the king's anointing, it wasn't as detailed and structured as this, but it was a public process.
Right.
Except when the prophet Samuel anointed King David in secret.
Right.
That's the only time it was secret.
Right. It's for public consumption. And like Cottrell said, the only time that process went on, because King Saul had issues and it was a secret.
Violated. He went a bridge too far.
Yeah, he went a bridge too far. And the Most High wanted that process in secret for that reason and that reason alone. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell. Cottrell is about to proceed in the second segment of this study. And it's the song, Psalms, chapter 66. The song, Psalms, chapter 66. And it reads, praise to Yah for his awesome works. You hear me? Y'all hear me now? Praise to Yah for his awesome works. That sounds good, Cottrell. I'm going to say it one more time. Praise to Yah for his awesome works. Praise Yah. And this song was sent to the chief musician, a song, a psalm. It didn't say who wrote it, but it's an awesome song. Praise Yah. Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother.
Yes, sir. I think they got a song out. Our God is an awesome God.
Yep.
You heard that song?
I've heard that song, Cottrell.
I like that song. Even though the Gentiles knew it.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they should be singing that song every day. I know Christians don't like the lyrics of this song right here because we ain't talking about Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
We're talking about the Father, the Creator, the Master, the King of the universe. You know what I call this song? Route 66.
You know what, Katya? I can imagine how this song started out. You know, like a little OJ's. Make a joyful shout.
You people of the planet.
All the earth.
That's what we do.
Hey, Katya, we need to put out an album.
Sing a King David song.
You better believe it. Praise Yah, Katya.
I wish I had that inclination as a musician to put some melody and some rhythm and rhyme to these great songs that King David wrote for us.
Exactly.
Because that's what they are. For the chief musician, woo-wee, he must have been a bad dude. He must have been like Jimi Hendrix, yo. The chief musician, baby. Prince played like 100, you know, Prince played like 100 and some odd instruments. Stevie Wonder, he played like every instrument in a lot of his albums, drums, guitar, piano. These brothers is talented, man. Would you miss Stevie Wonder, chief musician?
I guess it was like that guy, Cottrell, that set music to arrangement. And he's a brother. He was married to a white girl named Peggy Lipton that played in the Mod Squad. What's his name?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that brother. Uh-huh.
He had a big afro.
Oh, yeah.
Clarence something. Clarence. Clarence the third.
Yeah, but Peggy was married, not to Clarence, but the brother that everybody, he, I don't know if he's still alive. I can't remember that brother. Even Michael Jackson, he put some lyrics to music for Michael Jackson and so on and so forth. Quincy whatever. I know the first
Quincy
name.
Quincy Jones?
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones?
Yeah, he must have been like Quincy Jones at the time, setting music to lyrics and so on, arranging music and so on and so on. He was a hot guy. Whoever he was, I wish I had his handbook. Because, bro, got some awesome songs. He put it to lyrics. Praise God.
Yeah. You know, competition out there. Barry Gordy, Huff and Gamble. Who's them boys from Ohio?
Yeah, what's that boy that played that thing? Like
Jimmy Jam and
Jimmy Jam them, yeah. Now you know I'm from the South when I said Jimmy Jam them.
What was Jimmy Jam's father name? What was his father name?
I can't remember, bro. Jimmy Jam.
Lewis.
Yeah, okay.
Something Lewis.
Right. They could write songs, Cottrell. They could write songs.
Oh, yeah. So this would be a famous song for all of our people. You're Israelite, you should know this song. Praise God. And that's what
Praise
this song God. Is all about.
Hallelujah.
Make a joyful shout to Elohim, all the earth. Put that scientific research away. There was no Big Bang. Most I created it. Sing
right.
to the glory of his name. Do you think Christians know the Father's name, Nelson?
No, I don't think so. If they do it, they ain't going to call it.
Okay. Well, for glory and praise.
Yep.
Glory be to Yah. Tell Elohim how awesome are your deeds. Oh, yeah, deeds awesome?
You better believe it.
If you don't think so, then you don't really appreciate life. But
I bet
you ain't ready to give it up.
Yeah, what is that country? They ain't ready to give it up, though.
Wow, I appreciate it.
You ain't lying.
You don't appreciate how awesome his deeds are to bring the sun up every day for a season. We're about to go into the summer spring. We enjoy that, don't we?
Exactly.
Who's providing that for us? It sure ain't Bill Gates. But anyway.
It sure the hell ain't Donald Trump.
Now, no. It'd be dark days if he was able to.
Exactly.
Through the greatness of your power, Mr. Scientist, your enemies submit themselves to you. You're going to make them all bow down. It ain't science. It's me. It's my Big Bang. Anything, I made the bang.
Mm-hmm.
All the earth will worship you. How much of the earth? Uh-oh. Y'all about to come and everybody bow down.
Mm-hmm.
And will sing to you. They will sing to your name. You're going to put all the mother names away. Everybody's going to know your name now.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see Elohim's deeds. Wake up. Look, open your eyes. Awesome work on behalf of the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There, we rejoiced in him. He rules by his might forever. Don't underestimate, because your hands are too short to box with God. His eyes watch the nations. Oh, y'all's watching. He's the best informant, CIA, spy, agent. We got. We don't need no spies. Y'all's watching y'all. Don't let the rebellious rise up against him. Don't be rebellious against the Most High. Why are you doing that? What's your problem? Praise our Elohim, you peoples. Yeah, you should be praised for the wonders that he provides for everybody. Make the sound of his praise heard. Got to be heard. Got to utter it. Don't keep it a secret. Who preserves our life among the living. That's why we thank him every day. Because we ain't 6 feet under yet. And doesn't allow our feet to be moved. Got to be steadfast in the Most High. For you, Elohim, have tested us. Guess what? Y'all is testing us. Every day. All the time. Are we going to pass the test? Or are we going to fail miserably? Because we don't study. We don't apply ourselves. We ain't seeking wisdom. But Yah is testing us. What's he doing? You have refined us as silver is refined. That's why you go through your trials and tribulations, because you're being refined. This ain't no easy journey, y'all.
No. Nope.
If you ever seen somebody refined, that's why it got to be hot, a couple of thousand degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You brought us into prison, and that's where we are, right? Cell block 10550.
Exactly.
You laid a burden on our backs, and the crackers try to rip that off our backs. That's why you call them crackers. We went through the fire. Went through the wood.
I'm sorry, God. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's true. It's true. Sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes the truth is funny.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. You brought us into prison, cell block 10550. I don't know where you at. You laid a burden on our backs that we haven't gotten rid of yet. You allowed men to ride over our heads. Oh, my gosh. We went through fire and water. Stephanie Mills sang about it, huh? Through the fire, through the water, and through the water. Yes. That's the test. You got to go through the fire and through the water.
Exactly.
But you brought us to the place of abundance. That's the prize. That's the goal. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. Didn't we just read about that?
Exactly.
And you ain't the priest. You got to turn the opens to the priest, don't you? Those
exactly.
burnt offerings. Because you ain't doing it yourself. That's for sure. I'll pay my vows to you, which my lips promise. You got to make promises to the Most High, because the Most High makes promises to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the connection. That's the bond. We know King David made many promises to Yah. Turn from my wicked ways. I'm gonna seek you, call on you. And those are vows. And my mouth spoke when I was in distress, just like King David. And we should be doing the same thing. When we're in distress, we need to speak to Yah. Don't call me, More. Hey, More, got you up. Help me out. I need some help, man. I'm in bad shape. Did you call to Yah first?
Oh, it's true.
Yeah,
don't call Yah.
Why are you calling me?
Yeah. I can't do nothing for you.
What you think I could do for you?
Yeah.
I am not the Most High. Most High blesses me, and maybe he told you to call me because maybe I can help you.
Right.
Maybe. I ain't rich, but maybe I can.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm in distress, I call upon you. I will offer you burnt offerings of fat animals, but the offering of rams, I will offer bulls and goats. And we know what each and every one of them are for, don't we?
Exactly.
Okay. You're studying hard enough because you should know each and every one of these offerings, what they're for. We just read about the bulls.
Right.
And
rams. Bulls and goats.
Right. Okay. And he said no man, did it? Or son.
No,
he's not God.
No, he didn't. Ain't nothing changed, brother.
Come in here. Huh?
Ain't nothing changed,
and
brother.
He's talking to none. Most I ain't changing.
Mm-mm.
Come and hear. That's why we got this Real Talk with Real People show, so you can hear the authentic, true, original word of Yah. Because, you know, Yah too lazy. Many people are too lazy to read scripture for themselves.
Right.
Study it for yourself. From Genesis to Malachi, chapter by chapter. So we help you out. We take you through it. And sometimes that's necessary because we don't have time. We're not focused enough. So we need other people, leaders, elders, to push us to fear Yah, to hear Yah call, because he's calling us. Come and hear, all you who fear Elohim. Raise your hand if you fear Elohim. I will declare what he's done for my soul. Because when you come near to Yah, you can declare what the Most High has done for your soul. Otherwise, you think it's on your own. You think it's your friend or your teacher or your coach or somebody. You're not giving credit to the Most High. What has the Most High done for your soul? I cried to him with my mouth. He was a soul with my tongue. If I cherished him in my heart, Yah would not have listened. When does Yah not listen? We call it dangerous. You want to cry to Yah. You want to praise Yah. But you still got sin in your heart. And Yah can see what's inside of your heart. So you can pray a good way to say good words to Yah, but he's watching your heart. And you can say, Yah, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to change. Forgive me. I pray you spare my life. And you know you're going to go right back and do it again. But most certainly, Elohim has listened. Yah hears us when we cry out to him. He has heard the voice of my prayer. When you cry out to him, he pays attention. Blessed be Elohim, who has not turned away my prayer, and you never, ever want the Most High to turn away your prayer. And he told you why he would turn away your prayer, because you're keeping that evil tucked up inside of your heart, and you think that the Most High don't see it. But when you pray in sincerity, you have clean hands and a pure heart, the Most High will not turn away your prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. Because his loving kindness endures forever, and it's extended to everybody who follows the acceptance of this song. Such a beautiful song to connect you with the Most High. You don't really need people to teach you how to get there. You just have to have the heart to seek Yah, seek wisdom, and be pure in heart. And the Most High will answer you. All praise to the Holy One in Israel. We don't know who wrote this song, but I'm sure the chief musician did a good job with it.
Praise Yah, Katria. Thank you. And you did a good job presenting this segment of study. And
I wish I couldn't sing it.
Yeah, it would have been nice. But Katria, you did a good job at it. And it's quite self-explanatory. Yah, I ain't going to hear you. You got wicked inequity wrapped up in your heart. You just can't let go. Yah, I ain't hearing what you saying. You got to let that inequity go, that hidden inequity that you know you want to hold on to, that don't nobody else see but you, that you know what's in your heart. Yah, I know what's in your heart. Now, if you want to get rid of that inequity, be honest and sincere when you approach the Most High. Then you'll hear what you got to say. Otherwise, he's not going to hear you. I know that's tough to hear. That's the fact of the matter. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, any additional comments?
Just that, from the example of King David, the Most High will help you get rid of that evil inclination. All you have to do is ask him, help me. I'm having trouble getting rid of it. Yah, help me. I need to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to destroy me. Yes. So from King David's example, he shows us that we can do it as long as we...
Saying something like this, you know, Katria is right. Say it in prayer and be sincere in your prayer. So, Yah, you know, I've been wrestling with this throughout the duration. I know I done came to you time out and time after again, but I'm serious, Yah. This thing going to take my soul. If you don't take it away from me, you don't get, let your strength be my strength. I need help to get rid of this problem. You know I got a problem. You know I'm sick. I need help. Be for real. Don't be jabbing and conniving, because Yah going to see right through you. If you want to get rid of your inequity, be sincere. Go to him, honey. You know I've been coming to you time and time again. I get up, fall right back down. I'm tired of falling down, Yah. If you don't help me, this thing ain't going to help destroy my soul and take me to Sheol. I don't want to go there. I'm scared. Just be for real. Yah, I'll help you. It's truth. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Katriel. Thank you, fellas.
And that's the young and old alike.
Exactly.
Ain't just for old folks,
right?
Ain't just for adults, for children to have a consciousness to know right from wrong.
Exactly.
So this message is for all, and it's not just for the children of Israel. This song is for all creation. So
everybody.
All nations have opportunity to do right in honoring their Creator, and I urge them that they do it.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And Katria, as I said, did a wonderful job. The explanation of this song. Now it's up to you. What are you going to do about it? You got a nagging iniquity that's been after you all your life? Be honest. Just talk to Yah like you're talking to your dad or your mama or a best friend. Be for real. Don't be jabbing and conniving like you ain't going to go right back to the vomit like a dog to his vomit. And that's in the inclination of your heart. Just keep it real. That's all you got to do. Keep it real. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you very much, Katriel. Thank you very much, Sister Avia. Thank you very much, students. Most important, thank you very much, Most High, and bless and praise your holy name. Well, we love you, fellow students, and we finna get ready to get out of here. Shalom and good night. Katria, Sister Avia, everyone say shalom and good night to the folks.
Hallelujah. I think Sister Avia is on mute.
Okay.
But I'm sure.
Hello,
you know, hello. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Shalom, Sister Avia.
Love you, Sister Avia. Family out there, meditate. That's what meditation's for. Focus on yourself and apply Yah's word to your meditations. All praises. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
All praises. And Cottrell's right. We love y'all. And stay away from them fake leaders. We got a real one. Get with it. Get with him. We got a real one. And bless his holy name. Praise Yah.
Now we will have to lead the world to